This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Justice Department has dismissed House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler's subpoena demanding an unredacted copy of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on Russian interference in the 2016 election. As AP's Sagar Magani reports, Nadler wants Congress to get the report before Attorney General Bill Barr testifies next month.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler has issued a subpoena for all of Special Counsel Bob Mueller's report after the redacted version gave fresh evidence of presidential misconduct.
He practically invites Congress to pursue that.
Nadler telling CBS This Morning lawmakers need the unredacted report and all underlying materials to decide what's next. He says he expects the Justice Department to comply by May 1st, when Attorney General William Barr begins 2 days of hearings. The president is bashing what he calls the crazy Mueller report and his ex-advisors who cooperated with the probe. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Malian Prime Minister Sumaila Boubey-Maiga and his entire government resigned Thursday. A statement from the president's office says that the president accepts the resignation of the prime minister and that of the members of the government. The move comes after an uptick in violence in the central region of the country, including the massacre last month of 160 Fulani herders by suspected Dogon hunters. The United Nations reports that over the past year, fighting between the Fulani and Dogon communities has resulted in the deaths of about 600 women, children, and men. 2 weeks ago, there was a massive demonstration in the capital to protest the government's inability to curb the violence there. Mali has been struggling to restore stability ever since Islamic extremists.